Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans.
$829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
He wants to see your hairy balls, so clean them up. Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL is taking care of you. Maybe you're just looking at yourself and you're going, I'm too far gone. There's nothing I can do. Manscaped's got you covered. And you might say, but Sean, there's just so much. Where do I begin? Manscaped.com and the code FIGHTFUL. That's where you begin. That's where you go. That's what you do to figure out all this. Body wash, body buffers, shampoo, beard oil, beard balm, beard trimmers, beard combs. And then stuff for your nether regions. Ear and nose hair trimmers. What don't they have at manscaped.com when you use that code FIGHTFUL? If you travel too much, you're like, I can't be bothered with that. They got the go bag as well. They got the groin and go bundle. They have everything for you. Don't let yourself go by the wayside. Take control of yourself and your cleanliness. Go to manscaped.com. Use that code FIGHTFUL. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is January 1st, 2025. A new era in wrestling with Max streaming, with Netflix streaming. I'll tell you how NordVPN.com/Fightful can help you with all those. I am back in my studio with a choppy frame rate on this camera. There is always something with this studio. It's a PC breaking. It's a monitor breaking. My Surface Pro went out about 20 minutes ago. Alex, there used to be two of these chairs. I smashed one on the ground. I got so frustrated with it at one point. Hey, wow. This, look here, you know what? I had to replace this up on the wall last month. I have had this studio practically put together for a year and a half, 2 years, and have not been able to use it regularly since. So let's see how it goes, by God.
Let's see.
2025, I'm going to be in here hopefully a lot more. My God, we got Alex Palowski here, AEW Dynamite on Max on WBD. How'd you feel about what we saw tonight?
Well, it was the mother of all supercat, so I mean, obviously, like. It must be a simulcast. So
instead of asking what you thought about what you saw, I'll ask, how did you feel leading up to it? Were you so excited?
I was partially excited, and then
good job of hiding it.
Then I became so excited.
Hold on. Let me ask the questions here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you able to maintain control?
I mean, I try, but sometimes I let it go. You know what I mean?
Did you like it?
I liked it. I mean, I did. Here's the thing. When I get so excited, I am incapable of then hiding it. So I try to make sure I don't get so excited so that I can then hide the excitement.
Let's talk about that right out of the gate. But first off, guys, leave a thumbs up. Tap the bell for notifications. We are going to add so much cool new content to this YouTube channel in 2025, including some well-produced videos and the like. If you have experience in editing and scripting those, hit me up. I'm looking for somebody. We're also looking for sponsors for those videos. But if you want your question or statement read on the air from one of the guys who reports, quite frankly, over half the wrestling news that emerges in the wrestling industry, and a guy that wears Christmas lights Well, by God, you're in luck because you can send a super chat or a humper chat. You can go to humperchats.com. We always have thousands of people watching live on Twitter, X, Twitch, Facebook, any number of other platforms. But I heard very shortly before the show, and we included it in our scoops thread, there was a new theme coming to AEW Dynamite. And when I was told what it was, I didn't report it, Alex. Do you know why I didn't report it?
Because it, there would be a high likelihood, considering what song it was, that you might be getting punked.
Exactly. I thought it was a rib, Alex. I thought that the person was sarcastically telling me got the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited for AEW Dynamite.
I mean, the last time I remember the Pointer Sisters being used so prominently in a piece of media, it was when Hugh Grant danced to Jump, Jump for My Love in Love Actually. It's been a minute since I thought of the Pointer Sisters.
And I want to say, I respect the Pointer Sisters for their contributions to music.
Yes.
But I was a big Beverly Hills Cop guy, and there was way too much of the Pointer Sisters in that series. Like I had my fill of the Pointer Sisters watching those.
Yes.
I don't know that I needed this. Now I will say this, the brief glimmer of a moment of which I took this seriously as a theme song before hearing it, I thought, man, that's a terrible idea. I will say that seeing it in execution, it was far less corny than I had anticipated. However, my expectations of corniness were so far off the charts.
Right.
It was going to be difficult to live up to that.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I honestly feel like it could grow on me. There's a certain kind of vibe of excitement that you get from the Pointer Sisters. And to me, it's not, well-dressed man stabs another fella in the forehead with a pair of scissors. You know, like that's a different kind of excitement vibe than the Pointer Sisters are giving out. But
yeah, that was something. So let's talk about the music choices here. I am not saying we have to go back to the days of Limp Bizkit and Saliva, although pretty good. Listen, they're in vogue now. They are popular again.
What's the Union Underground doing? Like, can we get those boys on the horn and figure out if they can cobble together something? I don't know. That was a pretty good song.
It was. And I'm like, okay. When you and I were talking off the air, I'm like, Elton John, he's great. He's great. He's a legend. The song is about fighting. Okay. But it's from how long ago?
Right. Long time. 50 years ago. Yeah.
Yes. I love November Rain. It's a wonderful song. It's a very famous song.
Yeah.
I don't know if it necessarily fits.
I mean, they were doing something with the overdramatic nature of the build to the pay-per-view. I let them get away with it. I thought it was, but I wouldn't say the November Rain should be the theme song for every week of Dynamite, because some weeks it just won't fit. You know what I mean? And that's, to me, that was when I saw Ricochet with the pair of scissors, I was like, perhaps that the Pointer Sisters didn't realize what they were getting so excited for.
Yes. And listen, if you're the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah.
Obviously you're like, hell yeah. Run me that coin, friends. Mm-hmm. And I mean, usually one of the benefits of something like this is just you cultivate an entire new generation of fans. Listen, I don't think the Pointer Sisters are going to see their Spotify streams shoot up that much over this.
I don't know.
I will say this, like Downstate made a career of it. Like Alter Bridge were already successful and had, you know, some really brilliant musicians involved. But objectively, it cultivated a generation of fans for them as a result of their Edge theme.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, man. Don't know how I feel about it. Listen, it is a song that quite literally everybody is at least familiar with the terminology around, even if they haven't heard the song itself. Right. I mean, it's a part of our lexicon. Jesse Spano even introduced it to a a whole new generation of people. But yes, that generation was 30 years ago, Alex.
Yes, that's true. When your song was introduced to a new generation, and that generation was 30 years ago, perhaps the song is too old to be used now. Just maybe. I'm not saying definitively, but I'm like,
man, Royal Blood is around. Like, you've got some good bands that are still out there.
Yep.
And like, if you're going to spend a ton of money, I'm like, my God, man, do some Desire videos. That's what I think we should see more of. I want to see Hangman Page with Lil Nas X Rodeo or Rihanna Desperado, something like that. Videos like that. I think those would go a lot longer than, and somebody says Royal Blood, really, Sean? Yeah, they're a great band. Eat my ass. But like, they're, yeah, man. Yeah, man. Leave a thumbs up. Beyond the theme song.
Yeah.
C. Delgado says, best Saved by the Bell crossover ever. And Thomas says, why was there no picture-in-picture ad breaks on Max? I don't have the answer to that. I mean, they went commercial-free for about the first 30 minutes. And something we had reported on Fightful Select, they had made it clear to AEW that they wanted the Cincinnati show in 2 weeks to be an important one. I think it's something advertising-related. That's why they're doing the Maximum Carnage. That's why they're doing the world title match with, in Moxley's hometown at that. Right. But I'm not sure on the commercial things, but listen, if you're tired of commercials, get that NordVPN.com/Fightful, get Triller.
Yep.
And then don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Somebody says, are you spending this much time talking about a song? Yeah. Well, guess what? There's about, I don't know how many other AEW Dynamite reviews if you don't like it, but yeah, we are spending this much time talking about a song. Yeah.
And then we'll talk.
Well, what? I'm sorry, Arthur. Does that not excite you? Were you not able to maintain control? That's what I thought. Keep stepping, buddy. Maddie Nice says, SRS, why isn't number 9 in the CPOTY conversation? I don't know what you're talking about, Maddie Nice. College player of the year?
College player of the year. I don't know who number 9 is.
Is this football? Is this football? I don't follow college football.
No.
Lord Peter says, nothing gets hardcore pro wrestling fans jacked like Elton John. Now the Pointer Sisters. Who's lined up for Shockwave? Cyndi Lauper? Cher? Give my granny her record collection back, Tony. Right now, Shockwave is just a theory. It's a hypothetical. It's not a real thing.
No.
But I'll tell you something that was a real thing. The good and bad of production, and I wouldn't even say the bad, just some things that I noticed. First off, LED boards are back. I like that. I like that they've got a combination of them. They did away with them for a little bit because I know that, like, so the wrestlers actually preferred going into the non-LED ones. They are not nearly as violent on them.
Right. But
objectively, like on TV, it looks a lot more colorful, bright, and vivid with the LEDs. They sort of have a compromise where in some spots they had the originals and then they had the LEDs around the back. The apron doesn't have the LED anymore. But the lighting on this show, Alex, was 2019, 2020-esque, and it's something that I bitch and moan about almost weekly. Show us that people are there. Let us see the wrestlers. This was the best-looking Dynamite I have seen in probably a few years.
Yeah, I really liked the look of it. We've been talking about that the smaller venues really work for them. This felt like everyone was right on top of the action. A lot of fun. The Hammerstein stuff looked great. This looked really good. Let's keep it with this type of lighting in these size venues. And I think it's a lot of the people who in bad faith like to point out how cavernous and dark everything looks like. Not that they're wrong, just that they're doing it, to score some kind of points. I prefer watching a show that doesn't look like it's that dark.
Yeah. So. WWE has a neat little trick that, you'll notice now whenever you watch it to avoid that cavernous look, even though they've got asses in seats.
Right.
They will have like a board of sporadic lights that is up behind their LED board. That way it's not as just dark in the background. I think AEW should pick that up. And also, I've mentioned this about 100 times. They need to pick up the blanket sound that WWE does. It's something that I know that WWE started to do around the pandemic because they applied it over their show for the Thunderdome.
Right.
Shocker, guys. Your webcam microphone was not the audio that was being pulled for the Thunderdome. They had a blanket sound, and they just kept that blanket sound. And I think it's worked really well because you don't see things on WWE TV where you can hear a pin drop anymore. And I think that's important because there are those times on AEW, TNA, all these other companies, you hear it all the time. I'm like, man, just take that from WWE, play the blanket sound, and somebody says, Sean, please, no, the blanket sound is awful. You know what's worse than that? When Bobby Fish comes out and becomes a fucking meme.
Yeah.
Because nobody's making a noise. When Undisputed's music hits and everybody does this.
Yeah.
That's worse. Most people don't even know that there's a blanket sound. Most people have no idea of that. I'm not talking about laying an audio.
Not laying an audio over the top, just keeping a bass sound underneath. It almost sounds like white noise. It's just something there to fill the void. Yeah.
Yes. But man, this is this looked incredible. And the crowd was not nearly as loud as I had anticipated it. But overall, I think the show ended up good. And again, it looked like $1 million. It looked incredible. Maddie Nice says Burrow comeback player of the year. Oh, that's what. Yeah, he
comeback
could.
Comeback player.
Yeah, okay. He could absolutely win comeback player of the year. That would probably piss him off, though, honestly. Patchy Rick says, speaking of Alter Bridge, why not use the other side for a new Dynamite theme since Cope's former stable isn't using it anymore? Listen, all due respect, I can't think of any song of theirs I want to hear less right now.
Yeah, not that one.
Than that. I would be happy if I never heard that song again in my life. Zach Schimmel says, great show to see live. Hope it was great for everyone else. I'm mostly bummed about Bryce not reffing because he's the man. Zach, listen, all due respect to Bryce, I think you're the only one that's disappointed about that or that noticed. He says, Happy New Year, Fightful. Omega next week. Let's go. Fightful Select did report that Omega is headed over to Japan already. Also, full disclosure, the other night I mentioned I was trying to push against raising the price of Fightful Select. Jimmy Van hit me up yesterday and he said, hey, bud, we're raising it up to $6. Just the base tier. Other tiers aren't going up. You can lock in $54 a year right now through the end of the month. We have more details over on FightfulSelect.com. But we have the Death Riders promo, Alex. How'd you feel about this one?
I mean, I'm the only one still writing for the Death Riders. I am the ride or die for the Death Riders. And I can't see where everybody has problems with it. I just feel like they have too much of a problem with it. Like I'm still willing to let most of, because I know this is a long-term story. This is not a story where you're like John Moxley attempts murder on Brian Danielson and then holds the belt for 3 months. You know what I mean? Like it's got to be a longer term story.
I just don't think they can keep this till May and then have Darby beat him, only for Darby to lose it immediately to Christian Cage.
They need to figure out what the story for everybody else is. I am in charge here. Are you? Then do things and it's not him. I'm not blaming Moxley. He is. I honestly feel like if there was any other wrestler, I probably wouldn't trust him as much to fight for good story beats and something else. But there needs to be more. I'm frankly surprised we haven't seen the Death Riders expand at all. I for sure thought we were going to get Jack Perry joining them after Jack Perry lost the TNT title.
I didn't think that at all.
I thought They haven't done anything with him. So I was like, what do you do with Jack Perry? Apparently the answer is nothing. But I thought if the thing that they could do is put him there because we did see John Moxley interact with Jack Perry when the Death Riders were first forming, saying, I don't care what anybody says. I think you're a sweet kid. And I like the idea of him bringing him under his wing and Wheeler Yuta getting jealous. And there being stories within the Death Riders that actually propel the internal workings of it. There's a whole bunch of stuff here. The one thing I don't understand is why I'm not using his new name. Why Adam Copeland is the choice here? Because frankly, when I think of somebody coming to bat for AEW, for the soul of AEW, a guy that doesn't come to mind immediately is Adam Copeland. And so that doesn't make a lot of sense to me when there's a lot of other people you could be pushing in that direction.
Frank says saliva click, click, boom would work as an intro. It'd work better than the Pointer Sisters.
Yes.
That's for damn sure. We get Kenny Omega video package and Okada vignette. Okada seems more annoyed with Kenny Omega than anything else. But listen, they are very clearly leaning into this for AEW All In Dallas. Yeah. I don't know how they can start that build now and keep it.
No.
Until then, yeah. I think that is, I didn't like it when The Rock and John Cena teased it like a year ahead.
No.
So I'm definitely not good with AEW doing the 7-month thing unless they get real creative, unless there's some real great plan behind it. Any thoughts on this?
I just think that Kenny Omega coming back, like the Young Bucks are absent.
Yeah.
The Young Bucks aren't there. Jack Perry is not there. The only guy from the Elite that tried to murder Kenny Omega with his own diverticulitis. They were like kicking him in the gut over and over again. They dumped him off of a stretcher while he was dying. Like, the one guy that is available for Kenny Omega to get physical revenge on is Kazuchika Okada. I don't understand why he would wait 7 months to do that. So it feels like that's got to come out of it sooner. The way you wrote Kenny Omega off of TV was incredibly violent and incredibly personal. He needs to get some kind of measure of revenge for that. Otherwise, I just don't feel like it's pro wrestling. So I don't know how we're going to get that so late in the game. It needs to happen sooner to me.
Chi-Town Spurs says, I'll take Pointer Sisters over 2000's Ozfest acts in 2025 any day of the week. I wouldn't. Give me Static X. Give me Drowning Pool, literally anything this millennium. Nulak City says, decent first episode on Max. Love where the storylines are headed. Not how sure I feel about the theme song. Maybe it'll grow on me. The look of the show, lighting, cameras is vastly improved. SRS, will Max do picture in picture? So we didn't see that now. But again, I mean, I know that you also mentioned Triller here. Triller didn't have anything to do with the look of it. It was an AEW and WBD thing. But I would be surprised if they don't do picture in picture moving forward. But also, this deal may have prevented that. I don't know. If I were them, if I were an advertiser, I'd want picture in picture. I think that would be very good for them. Luis says, bespoke theme idea, use Dynamite by The Roots. Listen, I would love that. I love The Roots. I love The Roots. I also love this opening. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, somebody mentioned AC/DC, Dirty D's Done Dirt Cheap. And I was like, well, it's Dynamite. What about TNT? Although it is on TBS.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. son of a bitch. Hangman Page defeated Orange Cassidy. I thought this was a great first match to open up the
really good
AEW match on Max era. My God, man. I just think this is good. And you need a guy like Hangman Page just winning a match sometimes on your TV show. And that's what this was. A guy who is largely protected in Orange Cassidy, or at least has been in recent years. And then, quite frankly, the guy who has been the main character of AEW Dynamite since its inception, Adam Hangman Page. I loved everything about this.
No, I loved it too. I honestly loved the way it played out, and Hangman getting the win. Like he's been kind of like in major singles matches since beating Swerve, he has not had great success. So I like him getting the victory here over Orange Cassidy, who's bulletproof and will always be so. I just don't know then what is next for both of these guys. It seems like they're Jay White is moving toward a rematch one-on-one with Moxley, probably at that Grand Slam show in Australia, since it's so close to New Zealand. But I don't know if it maybe we just get this thing expanding. This Orange Cassidy doesn't let it go with Hangman, who was all too happy to continue beating up Orange Cassidy. I'm not sure exactly where both these guys go, but they're incredibly prominent members of the AEW Day One roster, and so they need to have something very important to do. Because although I do believe the arguments are all not necessarily in good faith, like it's all just ex-WWE guys doing everything. Like, wait, come on. And so I get that that is a perception. And one of the ways to make sure that's not perceived anymore is to keep guys like Hangman and Jay White and Orange Cassidy near the top of the card.
Hangman attacks Christopher Daniels after the match.
Yeah.
Cool. Christopher Daniels isn't an EVP anymore. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Ivan says, Kenny wins the title from Takeshita for revenge and goes after Okada for revenge and the GOAT status. Ivan, I actually think that happens. I think that Kenny will win the international title from Takeshita, and then we will see at All In a unification bout, and one of those title belts will go away. I fully expect that. For sure. Vicky says, SRS had an idea. Beth goes after Marina, do you think? Or maybe no. I pitched that. I mentioned that on Alex's show the other night.
Yeah.
I think a quick way to end the Death Riders thing is, one, have Beth Phoenix neutralize Marina. And I long pitched this as a thing for MJF to be babyface, but it won't work now. He's already been babyface. But that Beth and FTR encourage Adam Copeland to recruit Christian Cage. And you may go, well, why would he do that? Well, because John Moxley is such a piece of shit that Adam Copeland relies on the only guy he knows that can out piece of shit, John Moxley. Sure. And you might say, well, why on earth would Christian Cage do that? Because when on earth is Christian Cage ever going to get to cash in that briefcase with Death Riders running around? They wouldn't let him cash in before Moxley had the title. It's less now that he does have it. I would love that. And then what I would love is Adam Copeland to screw Christian Cage out of his cash in.
There you go.
I think that would be a wonderful.
That'd be excellent.
And could be really good. She also says, decided to give Kate all my love in 2025 since you hate Darby. My theme is Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap by AC/DC. I'm done with AC/DC as an act, as a wrestling contingent thing. Like, I don't want them to make a new theme. I don't want them to TNT. I don't want them to be like, it's TBS. Yeah. I don't want to see any of that shit either. Yeah. I'm done with them.
Something like, I don't know, if you want blood, you've got it, would at least be more thematically appropriate than I'm so excited by the Pointer Sisters.
Benjaminator says, any update on Kevin Knight? Yeah, his deal's up this week. He's defending the tag titles this weekend. They're in no danger of that. He's already in Japan. But I know he is keeping an open mind about things. I know that he had been discussed within AEW and pitched by a few people. He is a guy that I think AEW and WWE should be interested in. I would be signing him if I were AEW or WWE tomorrow. I would be bringing him in. TNA obviously had interest in him as well. And he also says, any predictions on when Speedball debuts? I think next week in the Casino Gauntlet would be a really great opportunity. He doesn't have to take a pin. He can get some shine. I think that'd be cool.
So that's a safe spot for it, for sure.
Yeah. Hurt Syndicate defeated the Acclaimed, but there was a segment before this that I loved where Max Caster is doing his Greatest Wrestler Live and Anthony Bowens cuts him off and he's like, no. Did you mean to hit me when I almost had Jericho beat? And I loved Max Caster in this. He did the thing that wrestlers should have done a long time ago. He's like, why'd you wait till we were on camera to ask me this?
Yes.
He's like, you've had days to ask me this. We literally prepped for this shot. You waited for that? And Bowens is like, don't change the subject. And I think that was Bowen's way of putting him on the spot. Like, he wanted a straight up answer.
Yeah.
But I love this interview.
I thought it was decent. I like this a lot. Let's do it. We are at the finish line. Let's break them up, for God's sake. We're at the finish line. I don't need three more weeks of this. Let's do it next week. I mean, even they should have done it today, honestly, but next week is good. If you don't do it next week, do it the week after that. On an episode of Collision, I'd be fine with. You could do like a little thing exclusive to Max, a little backstage segment that's only shown on Max. Just get it done. Get Bowen separated from Max Caster, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, and Anthony Bowens did leave him high and dry and let an ass whooping happen. Now, it was Caster referenced.
Kept tagging himself in because so Bowens was like, okay, fine. You want to wrestle so badly? Have Bobby Lashley all to yourself.
And that got his ass whooped. And MVP asked about what happened with Max Caster, the Acclaimed. And he's like, well, we gave the business card, but the guys said no. They said they don't want him in there.
They don't want him. Yeah. I here's the other thing. I mean, this I'm obviously kayfabe is kayfabe, but I feel like this is a special receipt. The special receipt being given to Max Caster for the time Max Caster played one of Bobby Lashley's sisters. I feel like that's probably right. Put that little Easter egg in there for me.
Mercedes cut a promo. It happened. It existed. It was a thing.
I liked it, and I really liked her video package of herself. Hyping herself
that was great.
With the number four, number six, and number one in the top 10 of women's matches.
I'm glad that she said that she had AEW do it, because every other time it looks like a person is coming out to the ring to just run the video they made on Windows Movie Maker.
No, or I got on Fiverr.com and hired a video editor to make this for me. You know what I mean? But
I was going to joke that they got Tyga Style to do it, but he works for AEW now.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
I thought this was, I liked everything. And then I was like, oh, it's over. I fully expected there to be somebody comes out and interrupts and says, I'm your next challenger. And
Camille or somebody, I thought, where the hell is she?
Somebody, yeah.
I'm trying to find out what's up with that. But yeah, it was to promote the Mina Shirakawa match at Wrestle Dynasty this weekend. We also had Mariah May, who said, you know, I wrestled an awful lot last year, even as champion, and I'm kind of done with that. And I'm glad she's kind of done with it. She should be Shao Kahn sitting there watching people fight for the right to compete for her. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that too. We just need to figure out what that is. I can only assume that the plan is Toni Storm versus Mariah May in Australia. Does she defend between now and then? I mean, that's really only 6 weeks. So,
Men, if you've lost your hair, it does not mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who have found their hair again. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. It makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose between personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. There are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/fightful. That's hims.com/fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. That's hims.com/fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
It's fine with me if she doesn't. But then we got to do a big thing about who's going to be the number one contender to Mariah May at Grand Slam and do some women's battle royal or something. And oh my God, it's the rookie Toni Storm. What a Cinderella story. And have Mariah May lose her mind about it, because why is everyone playing along with this? This woman is insane. Like, I think there's a lot of stuff you can do there.
Whether you're here in the States or over in Australia, Nord can help you. Oftentimes we talk about NordVPN.com/Fightful, and I'm telling you about one or two different features that they have. How about this? I'm going to tell you about a bunch of them. Threat protection, global server network, safe from disruptions with their kill switch feature. They have reliable encryption. They have the fastest VPN on the planet. A 30-day money-back guarantee. Great deals at all times. Incredible reviews online from some of the best publications in the world, and 24/7 support in case you don't know what you're doing or how to use it. They got you covered. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. Secure every device you own. Add extra layers of security to your digital life with NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you're abroad, listen to your favorites. I know a lot of wrestling fans have been traveling a lot more with big events. NordVPN.com/Fightful will protect you.
Check it out, guys. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Again, if you do want a commercial-free AEW experience, I mean, listen, the Max thing is very cool, but a lot of people here in the States have been using NordVPN.com/Fightful and Triller for quite a while and already got that experience along the way. Mr. Bandana Head says, SRS, any news on more integration of AEW and Warner? The crossover potential is huge. By the way, SGS for life yesterday meant a lot to all of us. Thank you. Alex did a New Year's stream last night. It was great. I dropped by. Jeremy dropped by. We did an episode of Fightful Cribs where we looked at my, what is it, herringbone floor?
Herringbone pattern floor. Very nice. Very nice.
A herringbone pattern floor.
And your cathedral ceilings.
Yeah, I got really high ceilings.
Yeah.
I got really high ceilings. I'm working to find out more of the integration between AEW and Warner. I mean, I'd be surprised if we don't see additional shows along the way, like reality shows and special events and stuff like that. We saw Julia Hart defeat Jamie Hayter. This is one they planned on for quite a while.
Yeah.
Meat Normus says, Happy New Year's, bruvs. More meat and women's wrestling. 2LT Photo wants them to book Athena. And Shelf Presence wants a continued Statlander push with Marina. Some AEW OGs. But Julia Hart, Jamie Hayter, it was a fine match. It was okay. Crowd wasn't quite as into it as I would have liked, but there's been something just missing a little bit since both of these women have returned, at least with interest, crowd reaction. They both left effectively as either upon losing the titles, then came back, and that magic wasn't quite there. Hopefully this is a step towards regaining that, Alex.
Yeah, I I don't know. I'm a sucker for Julia Hart. Like she just does the character so damn well. Like that entrance is the best to me. Like it's the song, the crowd singing along with it every time she comes out, just the way that the in silhouette and she raises the arms to the Christ pose as the house always wins. It's just brilliant. I love it. And so she comes in and she gets to do all of that stuff and be herself. And Jamie Hayter, I think, is kind of like, I'm better than you. So I'm going to beat you. You're very good. Don't get me wrong, but I'm better than you. And that's the way that she wrestles the match. And you know Julia Hart has something up her sleeve. And eventually she, you know, drops her off the top rope in a very precarious position. The ribs hurt. And then she brings out an arrow. And she was raising it over her head like she was going to stab her with the arrow. And I just thought, get a bow. Get a bow, too. Why not? Like, no, why not? Why not get the bow, too?
Well, listen, hold on. You put audience members at risk at that point. Like, that's the last thing we need.
I'm not saying shoot it at her. She didn't actually stab her with the arrow. Just you know, draw back a little bit and then let it down.
It was a decoy to set up the mist. So, right now, nobody knows that Julie is not crazy enough to stab them with an arrow. Like, how many times did we see the berserker try to swing a sword at somebody?
That's true.
Plenty.
Even Drew McIntyre, like, swinging and missing with a sword over and over again. Yeah, I get it.
At some point, somebody's going to get stabbed.
I mean, somebody got stabbed tonight. It wasn't with a bow. It wasn't with an arrow.
You know what? That's a fair point. Roderick Wildman says, said it before, women need the casino gauntlet match to refresh number one contenders for the titles. I agree with that. I will say this. The casino gauntlet match that's being promoted for next week appears to be one of the more loaded ones and more important ones in a long time.
It does appear so, although we don't know how people are in it, and it's very possible it's like, you know, Eva Luno and the Butcher are in it too. You know what I mean? It's like, guys I like, but guys not near the top of the card.
So we saw like Jay White, Swerve, and Roddy Strong interviews with Alex Marvez, but Swerve says, you know why I've never been in a casino gauntlet? And Alex Marvez like wisely answers, and he goes, because you were the champion. And Swerve's like, that's right. And so he's in it. And then you know we've got Jay White defeating Roderick Strong and Swerve. We're going to talk about just the match right now.
Yeah.
Jay White winning this one. You got to keep Jay White strong. That is very, very important. Swerve is going to stay over. Now, I'm not saying he should be out there eating pins like Will Ospreay, because I think at this point, Will Ospreay should become AEW's Cody. He should almost never lose now. He's put those L's under his belt.
Yeah.
But I digress. Jay White winning, I think, is a good idea. And
sure,
it's this unique situation where you want to be number one in the casino gauntlet because you stand a better chance of winning if you can get somebody out of there really, really quickly. You always factor into the equation. You can't be excluded from the equation if you're number one in the casino gauntlet, which is, you know, a nice different approach compared to what we've seen for the last 35 years with the Royal Rumble, where you work to be the last person in.
Right. I need them to do a shock win when three guys are in there. Otherwise, I don't buy it. Because I know the match is going to have 9 or 10 guys in it. So in kayfabe, you want to be the first guy, but I know for a fact that's not actually true. So book it sometime where you have a crazy shock victory when there's like only 2 or 3 guys in there, and then cut backstage to a murderer's row of the top dudes in AEW going, oh man, I didn't even get into this one.
I think they should do that. What they should do is one night they should impromptu announce a casino gauntlet. That way it's not like an advertised thing people are buying tickets for.
Right.
And to your point, like, I feel like somebody, one of two things could happen. Either somebody's so dominant, like, for example, earlier we saw Hobbs win this incredible squash match. Mm-hmm. Like, he just runs through somebody. Or there's somebody scummy that does something really shitty to win it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that whole murderer's row has it out for that guy.
Sure, that's the thing, too.
And the story becomes, like, everybody's got it out for him now. That could be good, too. Yeah. But the real thing that people are talking about is what happened after this, because I compared Ricochet the other day, Alex, to Jason Jordan 2017, mm-hmm. where Jason Jordan was working a whole lot of people. They were convinced that he sucked and that he was actually this cornball. And I'm like, well, yeah. that's the thing. Like, Jason Jordan was this uber talented guy who was trying to be a Nepo baby. Mm-hmm. Even though he was supremely talented.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, well, now I got shortcuts. Ricochet is this like supremely athletic, talented guy who is being this cornball. And like, I had long said, well, I'd love for him to be an RVD type where he knows how good he is. No, this works a lot better. Him being this absolute cheese ball and getting bullied and treated like one. And then it's like, well, no, actually, he's Patrick Bateman. Actually, he's a yeah. psychopath. Yeah. And he's going to show up in his high waters and glasses and stab you in the brain with a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
This ruled. Ricochet played it off so well. Swerve Strickland sold it so well.
Yeah.
I don't think this could have went over better. Chi-Town Spurs says Ricochet as Patrick Bateman is a brilliant idea. I thought this was a grand slam.
He's Patrick Bateman's great. He's wearing Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. Like, yeah, like it's he's like he's they showed us that man snap at World's End. They him standing there with the toilet paper and then. That happened to be a perfect accident where somebody threw one and it landed so that part of it was like draped over his shoulders, like it was a toilet paper scarf, and it's just sticking to his sweat, and he's just standing there, and you can see that man going crazy behind his eyes, yeah. and Swerve's out there like, ha 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 ha, gotcha, Trev, and he has no idea that he's going to be murdered in a few days, but. At that point, Ricochet knew. The only thing about this that I wanted to pay off in some way is the scissors specifically. Like, I wanted him to, like, why the scissors? And then he gets him into the ring, and this is why. Oh, I'm so funny. It's so funny that I'm bald, right? Snip a dread. Snip another Ooh. Dread. Fistful of dreads. Snip them. Like, I don't know if Swerve's willing to do that, but yeah. that would be an amazing thing to be like, I've lost my mind. You know what I mean?
That man loves his art. He loves his art.
He does love his art.
If he thinks that will make art, you never know. I don't want to speak for him, but Tom LaValle also says Jay White hits a Blade Runner, one move, done. You know what? With all the kick out talk, I have long pitched a thing where it's like you've got Jake Roberts. I would love to have a vignette where he's teaching someone not how to do a DDT, how to do his DDT. Right. Yeah. And I would love if a casino gauntlet just started with that person. Bam, they slap a DDT and they're like, oh, fuck. That's it? Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, that would get that move over again immediately. And I think I convinced a good plain DDT like that can always get over as a finish. Frank M says, not going to lie, they'd hook me. I thought Ricochet with the scissors is going to start cutting dreads off and make him bald because that's Vince Swerve's thing. Listen to Frank M in Las Vegas in lockstep with you, Alex.
Nice.
I love it, Frank. Good, brilliant minds there. Murray Aqua says, Sean and Alex, happy New Year's. Best $6 and best $69 a year. It's actually going to be $64 a year. He says, I can only assume. Watched on Max. It was such an easy way to watch Dexter Ricochet. Excited for 2025 and AEW after tonight. It was a very good show. I just thought this was a grand slam. And I did enjoy it. I watched it on Max, even though I do have Triller with the NordVPN thing. I've got Max as well. So, yeah. Tony Miller says, distracting the ref with a giant red arrow is objectively hilarious, though. But it would work. The ref is like, okay, hold on now. We can't be doing this. Calm down, Katniss Everdeen. This isn't your thing. Go back to District 12, and we'll talk about this.
Yeah.
Jeff Jarrett is such a goddamn carny. I love him, but Yeah, he teases this thing about his big announcement, and his thing is, listen, he references TNA, he references his family, which is great, but this is the most Dixie Carter thing he could have done. Mm-hmm. I remember when she touted like this big announcement, and then she goes, I am thrilled to announce our new deal with Sony 6 in India. And we're like, we don't care. We don't care. But at least this served a purpose. Like, Jeff does, you know, he's tugged at some heartstrings since the Owen. And this, you know, I don't know how long this contract's going to be. What if he signed a 5-year deal? Like,
don't you threaten me with that, man. Don't you do it.
But he signed a 5-year deal. Oh my God. He says that he signed his last talent contract and he's going after the world title, and he puts his name in the gauntlet next week in Clarksville. 2LT Photo says, put another women's match here. Chi-Town Spurs says next.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish it. Yeah, finish.
Chi-Town Spurs says next week's show is in Clarksville, an hour out of Nashville. Who just cut an emotional promo about wanting gold. Jeff Jarrett is winning the gauntlet. Listen, I adore Jeff Jarrett as a person. I like him as a performer. Uh-huh. I will not be going to that Cincinnati show if that is the main event.
I mean, listen. If it was a gauntlet match that he was declaring himself for that wasn't in Tennessee, and the title match that he got for winning that wasn't the following week, I would be a lot more confident in saying there's no way he's winning that gauntlet match. But because it's in Tennessee, and because you don't have to do a 3 or 4 or 5 week build for the title shot, you just have him show up and do it. And Cincinnati is, I don't know how far from Nashville, but not crazy far. It's not like it's in Seattle. So, like, you know what I mean?
State away.
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want it to happen either.
4.5 hours.
I don't want it to happen either, but I don't think Jay White is winning it, because Jay White, I think, is getting the title shot in February.
Yeah.
So if it's a thing there and he can say, I want the world title, I don't think he's getting it. But he comes for the world title. This would be the very best way for him to get a title shot, in my opinion, because it wouldn't be like 6 months of like, I'm going to keep winning. And if I can win the next 10 matches, then you got to give me a title shot. I don't want to see any of that crap. Just get it over and done.
Yeah, he ain't winning that title. Cause I mean, that's the thing. He's not winning the title.
No.
Frank says no hate on Double J will be tolerated. I mean, listen, I love him as a person. I think he's a brilliant wrestling mind, but yeah.
Listen,
Jarrett versus Darby is the main event of All In for Alex.
No. This is the thing. Obviously, there's the salmon colored jacket. We saw a couple months ago, we saw AJ Styles in the pale blue colored jacket. We couldn't get Jarrett in a mint green jacket, something on the pastel family, you know, just to like make it obvious that you were not going to actually retire. You got the boots and the guitar in the ring. Just for you to come out and do this whole self-serving speech and say, there's hell no, I ain't retiring. Oh, my goodness. Couldn't this have been an email? I mean.
Yeah. N. Simmons says, little rant. I don't know what Tony is thinking. Not having any live promos outside of a pointless Jeff Jarrett one. Maybe it would have woke up the crowd more. I mean, it could have been shorter. If it was the swerve, mm-hmm. You could say my family did an awful lot of stuff. It could have been a few minutes shorter. He says, the Edge Big Bill joke would have hit better in the ring. Oh boy, do I have things to say about that. But that will come after this segment in Simmons, the MJF promo, where he says, thank God we're done with the Adam Cole story. He says what everybody's thinking. He's like, thank God we're done with that. And then he says, John Moxley's running around with my title, one that I shouldn't have lost, and he's hiding it. I want to show it off. He's like, you can do whatever you want to the company, but I want my title back. But he does it in an accent that makes me think that he's about to sing Grease Lightning. Like, I don't know why why the accent, but he's bloodied. He wants his title back.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's a clear direction.
Yeah. And I appreciate him, like, because obviously the Death Riders are a heel faction
And obviously, MJF is very much a heel. But that shouldn't stop him from wanting the other heel's title. So many times, like other heels don't even attempt to come after the title that a different heel has. Yeah. Like, MJF absolutely has a reason to be like, I should never have lost that title. Look what happened since I lost it. The whole company's in the toilet. You know what I mean? Like, he's got this whole thing that he could easily be saying as part of a heel promo. I think it works. I don't know when or if he's ever going to get that title shot. But
did he announce for the Casino Gauntlet? I believe so.
If he did, great. I don't remember that.
But I mean, if so, it's looking like MJF, Jay White,
right?
Copeland, Cole, O'Reilly, maybe Swerve, Hangman, like some big names could be in there. I think Ricochet and Swerve should be in there, and it should be a real Randy Savage, Jake Roberts, Royal Rumble situation where Swerve is consumed by what goes on.
Sure.
Learning Tree segment. They confront Rated FTR. This is not 2000 Edge from Edge and Christian we're talking about here. I think he said that Big Bill had he looks stupid. He has a stupid face. Is that what it is?
Yeah, your face is so stupid.
Alex.
Yeah.
The constant reference is that those two look alike.
Yeah.
People called him Tedge as Tall Edge for a long time.
I've heard the Tedge thing, but I didn't think Tall Edge. I thought they were saying he looked like Test and Edge were melded together and became.
Maybe that's both. What I thought. Maybe you know what? It works either way. It works either way. Get your super chats, get your humper chats in, because we have a name change to talk about. The Rated R superstar, Cope. Now listen, Adam Copeland does sound very pedestrian, I will admit.
It does. Copeland. I just be the last name. I feel like we all know who that is. Cope, just that's a verb that is often used on the internet. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, it's just a weird thing. Like, here's
now it's going to be used in a meme. Like, well, no, when people say Cope, they're just going to use him now.
If he were to have a match against Moxley and lose, there'll be a meme of him laid out on the ground that says Cope. You know what I mean?
Like, now, this definitely does seem right now like a Walter Gunther thing, where it's like, I might not hate it as much down the line.
I don't mind the announcers referring to him as Cope, like that's his nickname that you know him as around the arena. But the Rated R superstar Cope doesn't make a lot of sense. My thing was if Rated FTR really are going to go for the trio's titles, then Dax and Cash need to change their name to match. They need to be Seethe and Crymore. Like, because if that's the thing that I see on the internet is Cope, Seethe, and Crymore is what everyone says in the comments. I think that that's now a trio. I think
also,
that's
good luck with the SEO.
Most weight loss plans are one size fits all, not taking into account each person's individual needs. Noom is here to change that. Noom Weight uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. One of the great things about Noom is that it's nourishing instead of restrictive. They focus on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything for that matter. Have cravings? Food FOMO? Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com.
Oh, there. I was watching that interview with Mustafa Ali with Chris Van Vliet, and he said the reason that they took away his name was because crowds were chanting Mustafa and Ali. And I'm like, well, congrats. You don't have the precedence on SEO of Ali or Mustafa for that example. Right. But together, you do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess Adam Edgeland doesn't work. But Rated FTR did defeat the Death Riders. Matty Nice says, with Cope and Percy. God damn it. People are already calling him Cope. It's working. Says, did WBD counter with Osprey and Harry Potter? Great show today. Hoping Julia's missed turns hater dark. Happy New Year. I think Kip Sabian should probably be in some Harry Potter contingent thing. I think he's the big fan.
Yeah.
Corey David says, did Adam try to get the Edge name back? And that's why WWE reclaimed it, similar to Christian with Captain Charisma. Well, Christian can always use Christian Cage. He just probably also wanted Captain Charisma if he could have it. WWE fumbled and left the Rated R superstar out there.
Right.
And N. Simmons says, was Edge Copeland not available with copyright? No, they couldn't do Edge Copeland. That is too much of an infringement. But, Frank M. is not a fan of Cope. It sounds weird. Says, I really enjoyed the show, though. Nice lighting. Camera shots were great. Hard cam with new higher view. I was a big fan of the higher view.
Yeah,
and the different camera angles. Give me different camera angles all the time. Sure. A different one every week.
Yeah.
Ray says, why didn't they do Death Riders FTR for the Trios titles? Because Pac wasn't there. I believe he's home right now. But... yeah.
That feels like something you can easily do, you know, coming in a few weeks or whatever. But I fully expect Rated FTR to be the next Trios champions. It doesn't make a lot of sense for them not to be.
They should be because their titles have been pretty worthless.
Right. They've been hung up on the Death Riders because they're not defending the titles. So, you know, it'd be nice to do that. I honestly really liked how with all of the shenanigans that were present, I thought they were all executed very, very well. With Jay White coming in at the end and getting the Blade Runner on Yuta, and then running away, which caused Claudio to follow him, which left Yuta alone after Mox had been thrown through the barricade by Copeland. I thought this was actually well put together and executed pretty well with all the shenanigans they did.
New Lack City says, guys, I don't get the Death Riders hate. Feels like people worked fantasy booked them into a corner thinking this was some secret plan or secret puppet master like Shane. Just a stable of guys kicking ass. Defend the Trios titles, though, please. Well, that's because Moxley implied there was somebody they were working with.
I think that may have been a thing that they were going to do, and then they realized that wasn't going to work, so they just dropped it. And yeah, forgetting that wrestling fans hang on every word. And well, then if anybody forgets, they'll remind other fans.
Yep.
And then it becomes a thing that now you got to do it, you know? So
get your super chats, get your humper chats in. We are heading down the home stretch here. Also, leave your comments, your questions in the comment section afterwards. I've been coming through and answering those. I mean, yeah, they did that. They talked about how they wanted to recreate AEW. They tried to murder people. They said they were going to seize the Superstation, which they did, but it was 2 months later. Like, they killed Rampage.
They did it on, but that was on TNT. That wasn't even the Superstation.
Had they promoted, seized the Superstation for that Friday Rampage?
Yeah.
That would have made a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, that's true.
Alex, tell the people what you got going on.
Well, over on Fightful Select, there's lots of stuff. Our last review of a movie was Santa's Little Helper, starring The Miz and Saraya, which was known as Paige at the time. That was a lot of fun. We do a Monday Night Raw reviews. I guess I'm reviewing a 3-hour SmackDown this Friday. That'll be fun. And then we did a review of World's End. We did one a few weeks ago of Saturday Night's Main Event. So every time there's a pay-per-view, we always do a review of Fightful Select there. Our next movie review for This Is Cinema, our Sister Sour Grabs podcast, will be Hell Comes to Frogtown, starring Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Oh, boy. Andrew says, I think it's likely FTR joins the Death Riders. They have similar outlooks on this business. Brother, I hope not. Yeah. I want the Death Riders to go. Listen, I think that it is time for the BCC, the Death Riders, to go away. I think it's time for them to no longer be a thing. I don't look forward to it anymore. And these are four or five performers now that I really like. But we have had two like takeover stories.
Right.
Just haven't worked out. Guys, FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe. And of course, if you're not subscribed here to our YouTube channel, please do so. But we got one more before we go. Could be worse than Cope. Could be Ed G. Oh, I remember, Alex, back when the mass releases of 2005 happened and the Dudleys went.
Yeah.
People, like, there were trademarks and pitches, Brother Ray Deadly. And I was like, come on. What are we doing here? As it turns out, just calling them Brother Ray and Brother Devon and Team 3D works a whole lot better.
Yep, that's true.
I believe we got one more, by the way. And Simmons says, I pray this isn't the stepping stone for him to join the Hurt Syndicate. If it actually hurt the Ricochet push, give me Cole and Ricochet. Hurt Syndicate look a little dumb ripping up the card now. Yeah, this Ricochet thing, I think he works a lot better on his own.
Right. Like, and, I wouldn't mind having MVP be like, well, you're not a kiss ass anymore. But frankly, we think that you are better doing what you're doing. By the way, you're doing it great on your own. And we'll be watching from afar. But you go get them, Chip, because they don't want no piece of this. This dude stabbed people with scissors. We don't want no piece of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that he on his own is going to be just fine now. And a motivated Ricochet, I think, is very interesting. Jordan Scott says, I hope from Jeff Jarrett's speech, Mox takes offense, makes the decision to put him out because he doesn't have a choice. Yeah, I would love Mox to be like, you think that decision is yours? Like, I can decide if you retire at any point that I want.
That's right.
And then plastic bags his head. And I could see John Moxley being John Moxley and being like doing it in Tennessee too and being like, listen, I'm a compassionate man.
Oh,
if I shoot Old Yeller in the head, I'm doing it in his own backyard.
I love it.
That way he can rest in peace where he lives.
Have you to like handcuff Lethal backstage, have Claudio take out Satnam Singh by himself.
Yeah,
Rita Shafir holding back.
We just see him swinging Satnam.
Just swinging Satnam Singh in the parking lot, just on a loop.
One of the things that I really think they should have done during the Thunderdome era, we should have went to a commercial.
Yes,
with Claudio doing a swing and came back with him doing a swing.
Missed opportunity.
Mikkel says Static X mentioned appreciation tip. Listen, man, I'm a big bled for days. Push it. I'm with Stupid. Loved Static X. My first email address, Alex, was staticxpowerman@hotmail.com because I like Powerman 5000 as well.
Wow.
How about that one?
Wow. That is okay.
It's quite the bombshell, as they say.
It is.
Guys, thank you all so much. You all really showed up for this show with super chats, humper chats. Show up with comments as well. I would greatly appreciate it if you all left comments on these videos. It helps out our algorithm so much. It means so much. And again, we are adding like new style videos. I'm going to do some videos here in this studio where I walk you through the process of some of the interviews that I did, like this wild MJF interview that I did 5 years ago, going to Atlanta and Ford Field to interview Cody Rhodes. I'm going to be doing some behind the scenes stuff, like some elements and some stories that you guys haven't heard of. I'll give you a little taste. The day before Double or Nothing, I'm walking with MJF to do this interview, and Adam Hangman Page walks up to us and he goes, hey brother, it's me and you in the finals of the, at the end of the Battle Royal. And then MJF looks at Hangman Page and he's like, Hangman, I'd like to introduce you to Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful. And Hangman goes, oh, fuck.
this is great.
I got like a million of those and very, very fun ones that are going to come to this channel. And they'll be up early access for Fightful Select subscribers as well. But lots of cool stuff coming to our channel. Check it out, guys. Until next time, we're out.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.